Amid social and ethnic unrest in parts of the country, especially in the north, caused by growing tension between the majority population and the Romani minority, the Czech government on Wednesday adopted a strategy to combat the social exclusion of Romanis. Over the next 4 years, it plans to spend up to 15 billion crowns on a series of measures ranging from fighting crime to improving the education of Romani children. Jan Richter has the story.
The document adopted by the Czech center-right government on Wednesday is the first comprehensive strategy on how to improve the living conditions for a large part of the country's 250,000-strong Romani minority. According to various estimates, around 100,000 Romanis are now living in up to 400 socially and economically isolated areas, often referred to as ghettos. In the light of the worsening situation in northern Bohemia and other parts of the country where people have taken to the streets to protest against problems with impoverished Romanis, the government now proposes measures aimed at reversing the trend that has seen a deterioration in the Romani minority's living conditions over the last 2 decades. The most significant steps proposed by the government include a crackdown on crime in those areas through closer cooperation between the local authorities and the police, fighting of usury that is rampant in those communities, and fighting hate crime. The government would also like to establish more low-threshold accommodation facilities and help their clients to move on to regular housing. Social and welfare benefits, the only source of legal income for a majority of Romanis living in the problem areas, should be handed out in return for community service, and provided the recipient's children regularly attend school. To fight unemployment that reaches up to 100% in the socially excluded areas, the government wants to invest in creating jobs accessible for people with limited or no work experience, introduce flexible employment on an hourly basis, and support job creators in these areas. At long last, the government followed the recommendations of Czech and foreign experts alike, and now wants to end the practice of placing a disproportionately high number of Romani children in special schools. These schools should only serve children with severe learning disabilities, while socially handicapped children should be included in regular schools with increased support by teaching assistants. Zdeněk Ryšavý is the head of a leading Czech-Romani advocacy group Romea. He welcomes the new strategy but says we'll yet have to wait for its practical outcome.
I think this is, in fact, the first material outlining measures to be adopted to improve the situation of these people. It also gives estimates of how much these measures will cost, and it says that these investments will pay off. But what I'm concerned about is how many of these measures will eventually be put into practice.
The series of around 100 measures proposed in the new strategy, including a number of changes to the legislation, should be implemented by the year 2015. The document estimates their annual cost at around 15 billion crowns.
Jan Richter with that report. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio.